Species that depend on other species for their reproduction also tend to lose in the face of forest fragmentation. For example, if either a pollinator or the plant it depends upon disappears, the other one may also disappear. Same with seed dispersers and the plants they rely on for fruit. When species interactions are disrupted in a forest fragment, the impact can be hard to discern. Adult trees, for example, can persist in the fragment for many decades, even though their pollinators or seed dispersers are gone. Still alive, still flowering, but not reproducing because their pollinator has disappeared. These living dead make it appear that the forest is retaining more biodiversity than it actually is. Eventually, as those adults die, they will not be replaced. So the species will eventually go extinct in that fragment. As species populations decline in a habitat fragment, there may come a point that there are too few individuals in the population anymore, that reproduction breaks down. In birds, for example, there might be only a couple of males left and no females, just by chance, so no reproduction occurs. Or there are so few individuals left that they can't find each other in the forest and thus don't successfully mate. The failure to reproduce due to low population density is known as the Allee effect. We are seeing it also in sharks in the sea because their numbers have been reduced to just 10% of what they were prior to industrial fishing. Reproductive failure due to habitat loss and Allee effects before all individuals are actually gone from an area is a widespread phenomenon and is known by ecologists as the extinction lag. It's just a matter of time before remaining adults die and the species goes extinct, at least locally.